On today's episode of the Productivity Podcast, I'm going to give you five tactics you can use for overcoming procrastination.
Welcome to the Productivity Show, the show that gets you where you want to be fast. Smash your goals and achieve more with actionable, easy-to-follow advice and become a Jedi Master of Productivity. And now, introducing your host, Paul Miners.
Hello everyone, it's Paul here. Thank you very much for tuning into this episode of the Productivity Podcast. It really does mean a huge deal that you are taking the time to listen to the show, and I've been getting some great feedback, and it really does mean a lot. So thank you very much for tuning in. Now, first of all, I'm sorry, I have to apologize. I haven't put out a podcast episode in a number of weeks. I have actually just been away on holiday. I've been on my honeymoon with my wife, Hayley. We had 2 weeks in beautiful, hot and sunny Bali, and it was absolutely fantastic. And I was able to get some blog posts out that I had pre-written, but getting ready and being away, it did mean that I struggled to get any podcasts created. So I do apologize for that, but thank you so much for tuning in. And I do have, hopefully, a great episode for you to listen to today. Now today, as I've already said, I'm going to talk about how to overcome procrastination. And having received hundreds of emails from people who have signed up to my 7-day productivity plan, so for those that don't know, that's my free email course that I have on my website. So if you go to paulminers.com/7days, you can sign up there. And when you sign up, you'll receive an email a day for 7 days, which they give you actionable, easy to follow tips and tricks that help you to be more productive. And what happens is in the very first email, I ask people, what is the biggest problem you currently face in regards to personal productivity? And I send people personalized replies every single time. But one of the most common problems that come up, among a couple of others, is this idea of procrastination. It's really hard. People often have an idea of what they need to do. They have a goal in mind, or they have a list of tasks they need to get done. But making a start and actually doing the work can be a real challenge. And things like your social life or going on the PlayStation or Netflix, things like that can just hijack your attention and your time without you even thinking about it. And you have good intentions to do work, but you just procrastinate and these other things seem to get in the way. So today I'd like to talk about what actually causes procrastination and outline some tactics that you can use right now for overcoming this problem. And please, if you have any questions or stories or comments or ideas to share, please head on over to the show notes for today's show, which you can find at paulminers.com/13, and post a comment. I'd love to hear from you, and I'd love to hear your tips or tricks for overcoming procrastination, or if you have dealt with this problem and how you've overcome it. I would love to hear your thoughts of today's show. So that's at paulminers.com/13. Right, now, without any further ado, let's get into it. And I want to start by talking about what actually causes procrastination. And I think it's important to first examine what causes this problem, because when you understand the problem, you can then take steps to overcome it. Now, I recently wrote a guest post on productivityist.com where I actually explored the psychology of procrastination and the psychology of motivation and different types of motivation and how they link with one another and how a lack of motivation causes procrastination. And that's really the first key thing. There are really two things that I think cause procrastination. And the first is a lack of motivation. And motivation, I see it, is the opposite of procrastination, as motivation is your fuel that allows you to execute and actually do the things you want to do. And motivation can be written as a formula, and it has all these components that make up motivation. And as a formula, motivation is actually written as expectancy times value is divided by 1 plus impulsiveness times delay. And so just go on over to the blog, you can see that written down. But it has all these components which actually influence motivation. And so in order to overcome procrastination, you need to find ways to manipulate each of these variables within this formula. So you need to firstly believe that you can do your work, and that's related to expectancy. It's kind of your self-belief. You need to identify some sort of reward that can be had from doing the work, and that's the value component. You need to reduce your sensitivity to postpone doing the work, and that's related to impulsiveness. And then finally, delay, which is similar. Delay is how influenced you are by the amount of time that you have to do something. And in general, when we give ourselves more time to do something, we're more likely to procrastinate. So these different variables make up motivation, and when we influence these variables and improve our motivation, then you can take actionable steps towards overcoming procrastination. And I'll come back to these variables when I talk about the five tactics. So if lack of motivation is the first thing that you need to manage in order to overcome procrastination, the second thing is lacking a system. This is the other thing that people often lack, and this is why people can suffer from procrastination issues. Now, what I mean by a system is kind of how you do the work. It's the all-encompassing, like the tools, the apps, but also the processes that you follow for doing your work. And it's the all-encompassing tools and habits and processes that allow you to do your work. So it's your task management app, it's your calendar, but it's also your daily routine, it's your weekly review, it's these sorts of things. And without a system, it's much harder to plan when you're going to do what, where you're going to do it, when you're going to do it. And it's harder to prioritize your work and actually focus on the things that are more important and more urgent. And without this system, there's kind of less of a guideline that's telling you when to do certain things, and you have less of a, there's less clarity around your work. And so what this means is it's actually harder to get started. And so when you have a system, it allows you to manage these variables that make up motivation. It allows you to schedule your time so that you're less impulsive and so that you can overcome delay. It allows you to motivate yourself by really attributing value to the work that you're doing. And when you schedule your time, I really think that improves the expectancy value of motivation, because you can really see yourself achieving everything when you block out your time efficiently. So those are the two key things that I believe make up the solution to overcoming procrastination. Is you need to have a system and you need to have motivation. And I talk a lot more about creating a productivity system in my personal productivity toolkit. That's an upcoming product release that will be coming out very soon. I've been working very hard on it over the last couple of months. And if you go over to today's show notes, you'll be able to sign up to updates to receive more information about my personal productivity toolkit when it goes live. Okay, so now that we've discussed what actually causes procrastination, I want to give you five tips that you can use for overcoming this problem. The first one is to really care about the work that you do. And I actually recently wrote a blog post, the one just before this one, about the importance of caring about your work, and I call it the productivity secret. And in my opinion, loving what you do is one of the biggest contributors to increasing your productivity. When you care about what you're doing, you're going to derive real meaning and real value from the work, and that's what improves your motivation. You know, that's that variable again, it's the value component. And when you love your work and care about your work, value goes up. And so the way I kind of describe it is, imagine you're at the beach and someone you love is drowning. They're out at sea and they're drowning and they really need your help. If you think about it, are you going to take a while to act and help them? Are you going to stand around wondering if you should go and help them? Probably not. It's actually much more likely that you'll stop what you're doing straight away and go and try and save them. And that's because you really care about that person. In fact, you probably, if anyone's at the beach drowning, you care about other people. And so you are much more likely to act. But generally, for a friend or family member, you care a lot more. So you are much more likely to be the one that acts. And so that's the first thing, is to really care about your work and find meaning from your work. And so the way to do this is firstly, be pursuing things that you care about in terms of your personal life and projects that you're pursuing. Make sure you're setting goals that you really care about. And so for me, it's my website and it's this blog and this podcast. I really do care about helping people to be more productive. And that's why I work so hard on it. And it's what keeps me going, is I really care about my work. And in your job as well, drive meaning from your work. Make sure you really care about the work you're doing, and find ways to remind yourself of how the work that you're doing impacts other people and benefits other people. And I think that's a great way of being reminding yourself of the importance of your work, and it makes you care about and enjoy your work a lot more. The second step to overcoming procrastination is to set clear and actionable goals. And this really is the next step. Firstly, you have to, you know, be caring about your work and love what you do. Then you need to set clear and actionable goals that help you to achieve this work and do this work in a very productive way. In particular, you want to be setting SMART goals. And SMART, for those who are perhaps unaware, is an acronym. It stands for creating goals that are specific, They're measurable, they're achievable, realistic, and timely. And so it's a goal setting strategy that we use to set very, very actionable, clear goals versus just saying something vague and general. You need to be very specific and put numbers and deadlines on your goals and things like that. When you set goals, you're forced to identify what you're going to work on and when you're going to complete it and what success and what progress is going to look like and how it's going to be measured. And when you go through these steps, it allows you to make better decisions around what to focus on, and so you end up being much more effective and more efficient as you make better quality progress towards your goals. And this has an impact on the expectation component of motivation. And I think that when you set very smart, very specific, measurable goals, they seem a lot more achievable. Instead of saying something vague and general like, I'm going to build a website, which sounds like a big, intimidating goal on its own, when you say something much more specific and achievable, which you can really visualize, like I'm going to start a photography website that helps people to take better photos, and I'm going to generate 5,000 visits a month or something like this, and it feels more achievable. And so when it feels achievable, it actually becomes easier to start the work. And so that's what actually allows you to overcome procrastination. And so really putting the specifics on your goals is what makes things seem more achievable and allows you to overcome this problem. The third tactic you can use to overcome procrastination, and this is a really important one that I always, always recommend to people when they email me, is to schedule your time and actually block out time in your calendar for the tasks that you have set yourself. And the reason I think this is so powerful is that when you block out a piece of time in your calendar for a task, you're actually making a promise to yourself in your calendar that you're going to work on that task at a specific time of the day. And when that time comes around, you're far less likely to be impulsive or delay. Again, those are the components of motivation. You're less likely to be impulsive or delay as you've made this mental commitment to yourself. And the more you use your calendar like this, and the more you maintain this habit, the stronger this power gets, and you become much more respectful of your time, and you'll actually get to the point where if something isn't in your calendar, it doesn't get done, and your calendar becomes very sacred, and it's a very effective way of managing your time. So the takeaway here is just use your calendar well, put all of your social commitments, all of your personal projects, all of your work-related tasks into your calendar so you've got everything in one place, and you can very clearly see when you're going to work on and do specific things that you want to get done. And it's much harder to delay if you make this plan in advance. The fourth tactic you can use, and this is a really interesting one, is to create stakes or create consequences around your work. And these can be good or bad. Of course, creating a good stake, a good consequence, that's the value part, that's the reward associated with completing a task. And that's obviously very nice. It's nice to achieve our goals and achieve some sort of value. But actually creating a negative consequence around your work can actually be a lot more motivating than simply having some sort of value or benefit that you're pursuing. So for example, if you have a goal in mind and you want to achieve it this week, you could then make a bet with a friend and say, if I don't achieve this goal, I have to pay you a sum of money and it has to go to a charity of your choosing, and so it's going to a good cause. Or in fact, it could go to a cause that you strongly dislike, and this is actually something I've heard Tim Ferriss talk about quite a lot, is if you have, let's say, you dislike the cat rescue charity because you don't like cats, you're a dog person. This is a really bad example, I'm sorry. But you really don't like cats, and so you say to your friend, if I don't meet my goal, I want to give $100 to the Cat Saving Foundation, whatever charity it is, and you really don't want to support the Cat Foundation because you don't like cats. And so again, you're going to be much more motivated and much less likely to procrastinate because you've got this negative consequence in place. You really don't want to give money to the cats. So you're much more likely to get the work done and less likely to delay. So create consequences, create stakes, whether positive or negative, around the work that you're doing. And finally, the fifth and final tip I want to give to you today is to really enjoy the journey. Remember that a lot of fun can be had from doing this work, especially if it, as I said before, it's work that you really care about and you're working on goals that really matter. And it's very easy to look at these big goals that you've created for yourself and feel overwhelmed by these kind of daunting tasks. And so instead of focusing on this end game, just enjoy the process of chipping away at a task each and every day and just make a little bit more progress. I know procrastination can be a problem and getting started can be tough, but just remind yourself that the journey is fun. And as long as you're making a little bit of progress every single day, you'll actually find that before you know it, this little bit of progress every day just adds up very quickly. And I've certainly felt that over the last sort of year or so building my website, I've just consistently, pretty much every day, done something on my size. And I look back now and think, wow, I've come so far, and it's been barely any time at all, and I can't believe the kind of state of my site and my audience now compared to where I used to be. And I've still got a long way to go, of course, but it's incredible looking back and thinking about how those small steps really add up to big progress. So that's my final tip, is to really just enjoy the journey, focus on making a little bit of progress every single day. And one of the ways I like to do this is to keep a weekly journal to document the process, my process and how I'm getting on. And I document my achievements and the things I've achieved on a weekly basis. And it's just a nice way of reminding myself of how the small things add up to big wins. And it kind of keeps the momentum there. And again, it helps you to avoid procrastination, because you can really, as you're reminding yourself of how these small tasks really add up to big, big value. So now it is your turn. Next time you face this challenge of procrastination and you get stuck and you feel you can't get started on a task, remind yourself of these steps. And in fact, I've said in my show notes, why not save this article to Evernote and tag it with the tag procrastination? And so if you do feel yourself struggling, you can click on that tag and see any articles, or this article and other articles you have related to procrastination, and just remind yourself of these tips. As I said, you can find all of the show notes for today over at paulminers.com/13. And while you're on the website, remember you can sign up to my completely free 7-day productivity plan at paulminers.com/7days, and you'll get an email a day for 7 days with actionable, easy to follow productivity advice. And please, I'd love to hear from you. Let me know what you thought of today's show. Head on over to the show notes and please leave me a comment. I really do appreciate the comments, and I love hearing from listeners of the podcast and readers of the blog. And until next time, thank you very much for listening, and I'll catch you next time on the Productivity Podcast. Thanks.